Chapter 14. You hear that? In the Arctic Ocean, 150 miles north of Murmansk, the American nuclear submarine USS Endeavour broke the surface. The cloudless black sky was studded with stars, and the light from an almost full moon shimmered on the wet deck of the long, sleek vessel. The large cargo hatch directly behind the conning tower hissed open, and the elevator rose to the deck. On the platform stood one of the latest long-range unmanned aerial vehicles, more commonly referred to as a drone. The sea swell was minimum, and the waves around the sub lapped lazily against the steel hull. The quiet of the night was fractured by the sound of the compact jet engine being fired up. Then, as the noise increased, a flame shot from the afterburner, and the small aircraft raced along the spine of the submarine. As the drone cleared the deck and lifted into the night sky, the cargo hatch hissed shut, and the Endeavour slipped below the cold, black waters of the Arctic. In his dacha north of Moscow, Alexei Kurygin looked at the ceiling above the bed, his thoughts still on the meeting with the Englishman earlier that day. His mistress stirred and then turned to face him. She moved in close and stroked his chest. "Darling, why don't you sleep?" "Shh, Mariner, I'm fine. Go back to sleep." She moved closer still and pressed her warm body against his. He murmured as she smiled and eased herself onto him. The strange humming sound distracted him, and he pushed her off. "Do you hear that?" They were the last words either of them ever heard. The following morning, Jack had agreed to Grigory's offer of a lift out to the airport. It was still raining when the big Mercedes pulled up under the portico of the Metropolitan Hotel. Jack was waiting on the steps as the blacked-out window was lowered and Grigory Markov leaned out and waved him in. As they drove away, the big Russian smiled. "Good morning." "Good morning, Grigory. You didn't have to do this." "It's fine. I like to drive." The big smile remained. "So, you managed to get in to see Bogdan, da?" "Yeah, I did. He's okay. He sends his regards. He also asked me to tell you to make sure all the takings from his nightclub go into the safe." The big Russian laughed out loud. "He is cheeky bastard." "And you, Grigory? Your business is well?" Da, business is good." The smile disappeared. "But I think there is trouble to come now." Jack turned to his new friend. "Why is that?" "There is word on street. We don't know for sure yet, but people say Alexei Kurygin was killed last night. He has secret house north of Moscow. They say house was totally destroyed.